Okay, starting Perek Gimel, Shar Zechira, Mechotz Chaim Shmir Salashim. O Nuchu Lomer Mashatel David Malach HaShalom. Etzel Hayan Nisi Gimtoi Zalim Hazah Zim Shmir Salashim. Ki Yedua Shal Kei Nikos Nishmas Shal Adam Shem Nishmas Chaim. Ava Shabo Yichai Adam Chai Yanesach. Ba'al Shem Har Nishmas Wa HaKadosh Shem Salak Ez Menu Over Zeh. Moshe Kasu Buzar HaKadosh Parshas Masar. Chofetz Chaim says, that now we're able to understand why it is that David HaMelech said that life, right, intrinsic long-lasting life and goodness in this world are all really dependent on one's guarding their tongue and how they speak. Because it's known that our neshama is really a reference to the breath of life that Hashem gave us, which is like the ability to speak. And that's how we're able to live eternal life, is when we use the life that was given to us in this world properly. When a Baal Lashon Hara is someone who, as a result of his Lashon Hara, removes this holy neshama from himself, as explained in the Zohar Kaddish and Parshas Masara. Chofetz Chaim does not quote it for us over here. So he's saying that in this world, a person's fate will be suffering for the Avera of Lashon Hara. And the fruit of this bitter Avera, Alpi Yishami, will be La'ilam Haba. As we say over there, Yishami, Shinifrayim Maza Ave Min Adam Ba'ilam Haza. And that Karen and the principal is Kayem Solom Haba. Will endure, meaning it's waiting to be paid back for in Olam Haba. The Chofetz Chaim then says that a person who closes their mouth, holds themselves from saying Lashon Hara, from saying any Dvar Masurim, they will merit Olam Haba. They will merit the hidden light for Siddiqim, the Raganas. This is based off the famous Vilna Gaon. For those who learn the Torah of the Vilna Gaon and Alim Lachufa, which is the Igar Sagra, as we know, which is based on a medrash, that each and every moment that a person closes their mouth will merit this hidden light that not every creation or malach is able to understand, is able to measure. And therefore, David HaMelech is warning us. Someone who wants life in the next world and to see good days in this world must guard themselves from speaking Lashon Hara.